I want to tease out a little bit about how you're approaching adjuvant therapy in a non-protocol setting, but just kind of want to get out on the table the other major trial that I think has had a big impact on protocol decision making, which is the EXACT study looking at capecitabine versus 5-FU, first presented at ASCO 2004, re-presented 2005, been published in the New England Journal. Can you kind of summarize that trial and sort of what your take is from that?
Yeah. Well, the EXACT study looks at the FDA-approved doses of capecitabine, which is 2,500 milligrams per meter square, given daily for 14 days in a row, every 3 weeks, out to 6 months. The standard arm in that trial is standard Mayo Clinic regimen. And the study was powered to detect relatively small differences in survival and also to look at equivalence between the arms. The three-year results were categorized in three-year relapse-free survival, three-year disease-free survival, and three-year overall survival. And again, one has to very carefully look at the various definitions between relapse-free, disease-free, and overall survival. Again, to my understanding, the differences are that relapse-free purely looks at recurrences and censors these patients, whereas disease-free often will add patients who have other cancers, patients who die for other reasons. So in the purest sense, relapse-free looks at cancer, whereas disease-free is a little bit more of a hodgepodge. And of course, overall survival gives us the global picture. But at the same time point as we saw in the Mosaic study, which is a three-year analysis, we see that the regimen of capecitabine is at least equivalent to the Mayo Clinic regimen. In fact, relapse-free survival was a statistically significant improvement. Disease-free survival, again, just right on the edge there, and I think overall survival with further follow-up will also show an improvement. So I think what we're seeing is the same thing that we're seeing in the metastatic disease setting, is that capecitabine probably is slightly better than what we see with bolus 5-FU.